You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. I'm recording this on June 3rd, 2020. This week, with protests against police brutality happening all across the world, there's an urgency, there's a life and death urgency, in fact, in the discourse that's taking place right now. It seems unbelievable in 2020 that something as simple and true as the idea that Black Lives Matter has to be asserted over and over again. But here we are. It still does. I was thinking of letting Song Exploder be silent this week. It's hard to feel like a show about the creative process is necessary in a moment where everyone's attention should be focused on trying to carve justice out of an unjust world. But music can accomplish things that other forms of expression can't, and it can make you feel things with a power that can't be replicated. And that is important. And I thought of this episode from 2017 with Michael Kiwanuka and his song Black Man in a White World. I love this song, and there are things that Michael said about it that I really wanted to hear again. Before the episode plays, I want to mention that Michael also put out a new record in 2019 called Kiwanuka, and it's also great, and you should definitely go listen to it. And if you want to get involved in the fight for basic human rights and equality, please do it in whatever way you can. Donate, listen, learn about the realities of racial injustice, call your government representatives, and demand that things change. If you do want to donate, there are some links in the episode description. I'll be back with a new episode of Song Exploder soon, but that'll be for another time. Okay, here we go. Michael Kiwanuka is a singer-songwriter from London. His second album, Love and Hate, came out in 2016 and was named one of the best albums of the year from the BBC, NME, The Guardian, GQ, and more. One of the songs on the album was used as the theme for the hit HBO series Big Little Lies. And in this episode, Michael breaks down the song Black Man in a White World. He talks about how the song began, where it came from, and what the title means to him.
My name's Michael Kiwanuka, and I'm a singer-songwriter from London. The song started in the studio around November time, 2014. I've only done two albums. This is on the second album that's come out, Love and Hate. I'd done the first album, and I was struggling to make the second album. I'd written all these songs, made what I thought was an album, listened to it back, and decided it wasn't good enough. It was missing that excitement that you want to hear off an album. So I was really dejected and stopped making music, really. I just thought, maybe the first album was just luck. It was the first few songs I wrote and they worked, but now it's come down to it. I just don't have the ability. Everything doesn't sound good. I kept sending things into the label. They were like, yeah, it's all right, but it's not really happening. And I knew it deep down. And I was just kind of sitting around. So my manager was like, why don't you work with Inflow? And I was like, who's Inflow? It's like, he's good. And I hadn't collaborated very much with other producers or co-written really that much. So I said, well, I'm not doing anything and nothing's happening and it's not like I've got any options. So we met in central London and we just talked for like a couple of hours and I was like, this guy's really cool and seemed like a nice person, so let's go in the studio. But I was really, really down and I would sometimes Flo would call and be like, let's go to the studio, and I just wouldn't turn up. I just couldn't face being in a studio and listening to music that wasn't good enough all the time. It's like, this is just depressing. Because it was like, I haven't written a good song in years. It feels like years. But then on like the fourth day of being in the studio every day, I just had my acoustic and I started playing some chords, like country style, bluesy chords, and just started singing.
I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world.
And Flo was in the other room and he was like, what's that? Sounds pretty cool. And I knew straight away that there was something to it. But when I got signed and started making music professionally, it's the first time people say, well, you're this, or, well, you're that. You should be doing this kind of music. And every time I'd send a demo in or like a track in, an A&R guy would be like, you know, you're not going to sing a country song. You're black. So that used to really rile me up because I felt like being black was like stopped me from being a successful artist because I thought, well, if I was white, you know, I'd be able to do country music because it would fit. It would be like, oh, yeah, he looks like that. It fits. So I had this feeling of like, you don't fit. So I thought, well, let's get rid of the acoustic guitar country lick. I said to Flo, I've been listening recently to Sunhouse, the early blues music, and there's this one Sunhouse song, Don't Mind People Grinning in Your Face, and he's just singing and clapping. The whole song is just singing and clapping.
Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Oh, but bad, who isn't mine? A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind me running in your face?
So we just started clapping and I just started singing.
I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world.
We had no chords and I just started singing the verse.
I've been low. I've been high. I've been sold all my life.
And then we listened to it back and it just sounded good just like that. We thought, wow, this is exciting. We stacked up the choruses for I'm a Black Man and doubled it, and I did some harmonies on it.
I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world.
And Flo went into the live room and played a bass drum, just three beats.
I'm a black man in a white world.
I feel like I've been here before. I feel that knocking.
We've gone as far as we can without any chords or anything. So I just picked up an electric guitar and plugged it straight into the desk. We had no amp, so like we just plugged into the desk. And I was thinking of like Curtis Mayfield tunes or the way people played on those like 70s records. I'm just obsessed with that still. The guitar is so cool and exciting, but it's smooth as well and clean. I wanted something like that, so I picked up the guitar and then just found the key and then just played a G and an A in like as funky a rhythm as I could do. And then we had this out of tune kind of broken bass that was in the studio. So I just plugged that straight into the desk as well and just followed the guitar. Boom, 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 ka-doom, ka-doom. And then that's all we had. That was like a space of half an hour, 45 minutes. I felt validated, you know, felt some affirmation just in within myself and my emotion, because I was like, I haven't been this excited about something I'm creating for so long, you know. So it was a really big moment, like maybe I can do it, you know. But what was holding me back was the lyric. I'm a black man in a white world. But I can't sing that. I can't sing I'm a black man in a white world. Most of the people that come to my gigs, there's not really that many black people that come to the shows. So what would they think if I put this out on an album or released it as a song? Would people think I just hate white people, you know? So all this fear kind of came in and I tried to change the words. I'm a black man and I feel down, or I'm a black man in the wrong world, or anything. You know, I was just trying to just shoehorn, you know, I could just say something else around what I mean, but just soften it a bit, you know, and that way no one will get upset. Because I was like, you know, no one's going to listen to this. I sound like some, like, racist, you know, that hates white people. I just thought, which it isn't, but I thought people would misunderstand because it was just this repetitive, like, mantra. I'm a black man in a white world. But I want to sing it because it felt so true to me, like, incredibly true. Nothing had felt that clear as a lyric up until that point in terms of what I felt like at the time. For me, being a black artist doing the music that I do, it doesn't really always connect with modern black culture as such. Growing up, I was always listening to Nirvana, I was listening to Green Day. In my early teens, I was going to like punk festivals, watching Pennywise, and it would be like, none of these bands have black guys in it. Because of where I grew up, Muswell Hill, there was no real black family. So all my influences were from kind of middle class white backgrounds, but my family are Ugandans and everyone had two cars. We didn't have any cars. We had like different foods. when friends came around to stay, it would be like, oh, you don't find my place strange. You know, we don't, we eat like Ugandan food. So, you know, all these things. So I was always like, I don't fit. And on top of that, the music industry and the struggles of just like people trying to put you in a box. So back to the lyric, the feeling was like half acceptance to myself and two, just declaring like, well, this is it then. That's what you see me. I'm a black man in a white world. So that's it. That's what I'm supposed to be. Cool. Sometimes it annoys me. Sometimes I get down about it. But at the same time, good, you know. You said that, I'm gonna say it too.
I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man.
But then after that, we just had this demo for like a year and we couldn't finish the song. Because every time we tried things, it just ruined the excitement that we had at the beginning. We tried to re-record it with a proper band, but we just couldn't get what we wanted. We couldn't replicate that excitement. And we realized at the time, the reason why we were losing the energy of it was that we were trying to fix all the mistakes, like the out-of-tune bass, and the tempo just goes up and down. It's not to a click, it's just so all over the place. Then Flo and I realized when we were back in London, it was like, well, maybe we just play to the demo and extend that, because that's got the excitement. We'll have to get a drummer to just play through the weird tempo changes that happen. And so I called my friend Graham up, who's a drummer. We said, we've got this track, can you play drums on it? So he came to a studio in London, and we just kept playing the track.
I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in
and
a
then
white world. I'm a black man in a white world.
It's like this second beat he came up with just fitted the song and kept the excitement there, but elevated it. The beat that he had was like this Fela Kuti style beat, Afrobeat feel. And so Flo and I looked at each other like, wow, this sounds perfect. And then he also brought his congas along. So he put a conga part down, put some percussion in, some other sounds that we hadn't heard before. And I mean, Graham went for it. Graham just started playing shakers. I mean, he played everything under the sun that he had in his percussion box. And then we needed to do some backing vocals.
I'm a black man in a white world.
Those were done in London by three great singers. They come from like church backgrounds, so they can sing, like really, really sing. I just had the idea to have this sound that goes boom, just to shock people in the verse. So I sing before that, I'm in love. And so I just said, sing love straight away after that.
I'm in love, but I'm still sad.
Like a bullet to shock someone. And then nights as well. Nights.
All my nights and all my days.
Later on in one of the verses, there are these R's that they do too. There's overdrive distortion on the vocal to make it sound grittier. So there's like a crunch to it. I love that stuff. And then there was this engineer, assistant engineer that was at the studio, and he's got this really low voice. He just starts talking and he's like, man, your voice is low. And Flo had the idea, he turned around and was like, I wonder what it would sound like if after the breakdown, the assistant sings underneath my harmonies, I'm a black man in a white world, to give an extra lift, because he's got this really low voice that we couldn't get down to with a real strong character. So we asked him and he was like, what? I'm not a singer, I'm not a musician. You want me to sing on this track? And he was like, yeah. And it sounded amazing.
I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world.
And then we wanted to put some like string quartets and soulful string parts on a lot of the songs, which is the fun part near the end of a record. But I decided not to put strings on Black Man in a White World. I thought it's not really that kind of lush, kind of mid-tempo soul song. This is more exciting, so I don't want to take away from that to have like this really pretty string sound on top of it. Flo knows this lady called Rosie Danvers, who does strings for a lot of artists like Kanye West, Frank Ocean, Adele, stuff like that. So she's like the go-to. So Rosie's in the studio. We play her all the tracks on the album, but I leave out Black Man in a White World. But she hears it because she's there in the day. She's like, what's this? You know, I was like, it's a song, Black Man in a White World. But I don't really want strings on it. She was like, well, let me just try something. So I said, cool, you know, we can just try it. And if you don't like it, you can just take it out. And they play these really nice long notes over the chords. I I thought, that's pretty, that's cool, but that's what I expected. But then the drop came, and she just put these disco 70s strings, like the sound is like, just like, what? This sounds incredible. And this was one of my favorite parts of the song. It was like the icing, the cherry on the cake. And at that point, it was like, the song's done. I used to be just really upset with just not fitting in. I wanted just to be in a group that looked like someone that looked like me. And I just was desperate to fit in. When we would go to Uganda, it would be like, there's this word in Uganda, which is Muzungu. But it basically means foreigner or white person. So they would call me and my brother a Muzungu because we were like chubbier than everyone, like didn't speak Luganda. We had different kinds of clothes. And be like, Muzungu, Muzungu. And I was like, don't call me that, man. I'm like, I'm English, but I'm not white, you know. And then, but then when I would be in England, it would be like, well, you're black, you know. So I was just in the middle of nowhere. And I hated it. And I wanted to sing about that. And it came out in this song. So, Black Man in the White World, I'm glad that's the lyric. I realised how much of a blessing it is to not fit in. You can relate to different things that people don't really understand. And then I'd listen to my favourite artists and I realised they all kind of had that in some way. So for me, this song represents all of that eureka moment of like, oh, right, okay, this is like actually incredible that I get to be a bit different. And I'm so lucky that I grew up in Muswell Hill in North London in the middle class area. And I'm so lucky that I like rock music, you know. I'm so lucky that my parents are Ugandan. I'm so lucky that I'm black.
And now, here's Black Man in a White World by Michael Kiwanuka in its entirety.
I've been low, I've been high, I've been sold all my lies. I've got nothing left to play, I've got nothing left to say. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white. I'm in love, but I'm still sad. I found peace, but I'm not glad. All my nights and all my days, I've been trying the wrong way. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world. I'm a black man in a white world.
I feel like I've been here before. I feel that knocking on my door. I feel like I've been here before. I feel that knocking on my door. And I've lost it.
I got nothing.
Visit songexploder.net for a link to buy this track and to learn more about Michael Kiwanuka and to watch the award-winning music video for Black Man in a White World. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Song Exploder is produced by me, along with Christian Kunz. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts made possible by listeners like you. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. You can find Song Exploder on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. And you can find all the past and future episodes of the show at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.